Now, if you're an art lover, you're probably already licking your lips in anticipation, or maybe it's your brush, as the Investec Cape Town Art Fair is opening later this week. The event is on from the 14th to the 16th of Feb at the Cape Town International Convention Centre, and it's intended as many things: a showcase for contemporary African art, a place to bring art fans of the world to Cape Town, a place to present local artists to the world. And there's going to be a presence of many top African galleries and beyond, ensuring a really rich diversity of voices and genres and palettes. And there's several different components to the art fair, but the one I want to focus on today is a curated exhibition called Tomorrow's Today, described as a focus on socio-political dynamics of the present day and how these are being represented by emerging artists from Africa and the diaspora. And it includes artists from all over the world: Zimbabwe, Egypt, Mozambique, Togo, even those from further afield living outside of Africa. But delighted to know that there are two young South African artists included, and I'm so happy to have both of them with me in studio today. It's a great pleasure to welcome Isabel Grobler and Bonolo Kavula to the studio. Great to have you both with us.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Isabel, I'm going to start with you. I believe you being represented by the London Gallery, Solga Buell. You were, though, I believe, somebody who came to art via hockey, which is not a storyline anybody expected to hear. Tell us a little bit about your background.
No. Yes, I do come from a sport background.
Yeah.
But I've always had my feet in both worlds, the art world and the sport world. But at some point, I had to choose between the two. Mm-hmm. And then I had a massive injury to my knee.
Okay.
Tore all my ligaments off when I was 21. And I realized that I'm going to have to make the shift now. My body is tired.
Okay. Yeah. So no more hockey career. Focus on art. What forms of art? Tell us a little bit about your career.
I focus on installation work, which includes sculptural installation. I work with found objects and assemblage. And then I draw large drawings and I do printmaking.
That's a lot. Is that typical? Because I think most people think of an artist, they go, they're a painter, or they're a sculptor, or they're a performance artist. Is it quite common, though, to dabble around and play with all kinds of genres like that?
Yeah, I think that happens. It's kind of an all-round. I think for me, art making is a form of thinking, and whatever the medium I find myself that I need, I'll work with that.
Okay, so particularly for this exhibition's purposes, what can viewers expect to find of your work?
I mainly have a sculptural exhibition. It's a sculptural exhibition, and I've got an ongoing project that I call The Cannibals, and this forms part of it. So it's called The Cannibals Concupiscence, and I focus on sculptural installation with light.
Okay, let me switch now to Bonolo, and we'll come back to Isabel to talk more about the importance of the Cape Town Art Fair in just a moment. Bonolo, you're also somebody who comes from a quite diverse artistic background. I believe in your case, rapping is part of the mix as well.
It is. Rapping and also stand-up comedy, believe it or not. But these are all art forms of creative expression that I use. So I created a rap persona. I'm not, I wouldn't sort of dub myself like a real rapper. I just use, I call it voice performance, mm-hmm. in a way that a rapper would, just to say things about the art world that other people wouldn't sort of be bold enough to say. As amazing as it is, they are... I think young artists, want to see change in some areas. So I'm just basically acting as the voice for that, in the form of singing and rapping about it.
Yeah. And it's not just your own individual efforts. I believe you're also part of a really interesting female collective. Tell us a bit more.
Yes. So the collective was founded in 2015, myself and 10 other female artists in South Africa. And we were actually the first sort of all-female collective in South Africa, because we felt like black female artists didn't have enough support, or weren't supported as much as other artists are. So we thought, we'll do our own thing, we'll form our own collective and we'll support each other. So the collective still exists, but a lot of us have sort of gone into sort of our own fields and focus more on our own individual careers. But IKEA still stands, and it was an important group, and it still is. Yeah.
You spoke about resistance to change. Can you elaborate a little bit more? What are some of the sort of tropes you're trying to push back against and challenge?
Well, if you look at this exhibition that Isabel and I are in, it really is, this sort of thing didn't exist, let's say, about 10 years ago when I started studying art in 2011. Mm-hmm. I remember my peers and I going, where are the opportunities? What can we do? There were competitions sort of running, but even those competitions aren't as sort of prevalent anymore, or not as hyped up. Sorry to use the word hyped. So yeah, it's just like we just taking initiative, but now because we like other people are taking initiative as well in the arts industry, like curators and yeah.
Isabel, has that been your experience as well, that it's been tough to find a platform for emerging voices in the arts?
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with you. And I think if you're a black artist, even more so. Mm-hmm. I mean, studying at Michaela's made that very clear to me, but I won't elaborate too much. But I think also from the point of installation art and more kind of like what they will call avant-garde art, different forms of expression that can't hang onto a wall, or voices that might be too difficult to sell. I mean, it becomes really difficult to actually survive.
Mm. So that was one of the things I was going to ask you about, this difficulty of selling, because an event like the Investec Cape Town Art Fair is about showcasing the art that's being created. Is it about, all importantly, getting people to buy the pieces that they see when they come, or is it more about the exposure of challenging and provoking and having them engage with the work? What matters more to you, Vanola? I mean, are you hoping to sell pieces, or?
Well, that would be fantastic, but I don't think, like artists, I don't think anyone works sort of with the hopes of, if you make an artwork, it's really, it's not to make money. It's to say something. It's to make something beautiful and allow people to see it and just think about things differently. So, for instance, with my exhibition, I use found materials, and I'm a printmaker. So I use printmaking, or the rules of printmaking, to create my artworks. And I think what's different about my work is that it's not your sort of typical, I think with printmaking, people expect to see pictures, or people see it as a picture-making medium. And I've used printmaking to just basically break that stereotype and rather create abstract works that make you think about what you're seeing, and think about other issues. So the thing about making illustrative work or pictures, it kind of restricts the viewer to only thinking about a particular issue. So if you go into my booth and see the materials that I'm using, different people will associate with the materials differently. So first and foremost, I want people to go in and first see beautiful objects, and then think about the world and see what the objects make them think about. And then thereafter we can go, okay, how much will this go for? But it definitely, obviously you want to make a living, but I think it's passion before any kind of like money.
This is the conundrum for artists in every field. You would love to be able to do this full time, to have enough income to be able to support and sustain you, but it's difficult. I mean, Isabel, has it been a challenge for you to be able to fund and your own work and keep going as a professional artist?
Yeah, I've been, I mean, I basically work to buy time to make work. That's kind of how so I'll teach or I'll do other things. And because I'm lucky, I found myself in a different world before I came into the art world, I've managed to kind of do that. But as I completely hear what Bonola is saying, is in terms of, you know, you work with material in order to say something. It's not like those things are fixed. If I need paint to say something, I'll use paint. If with printmaking, I don't really make additions because I get bored by the second one. So each print will be different. And that is the message. The message is actually in the making and the material, I believe. And it's a challenge for galleries, but I think that is where the shifts need to happen, really, because there are fantastic and incredibly creative people that I've met that just fall away because there's no opportunities for that type of expression and need to say something.
I love what you just said about the message being partly in the actual making. And I can't help thinking of when we got taken round on the opening day of the Big Kentridge exhibition at Zeitsmoker. The place people lingered the longest was the room with the diaries and the works in process, where they could actually see how the piece had been created. It strikes me that if that's what people are so fascinated by, surely all galleries should have studio space where you could come and see artists in motion at work.
Oh, that would be great.
I mean, is that a pipe dream? Is that something that the world's moving towards?
That actually happened. So I also need, I have a full-time job also to buy time to make art. I work in a gallery, one of the top galleries in South Africa. And just to answer that question, like, a lot of international people come during this time. All eyes are on African art, African artists, art in South Africa. And just being in a gallery, you do see that people do, like, you know, they make contact and they're interested in having studio visits and okay. so on. And artists really welcome that. The thing about art, being an artist, is you're on your own all the time, 24/7. And it'll be really nice if people show interest. So people just need to reach out and say, can I see your work? What are you busy with? And I'm sure a lot of artists would be open to that. It's not...
I'm sure that there are listeners who are surprised to hear that, because I think a lot of people would imagine, well, this is an artist private. At work. We must leave them alone to have their creative process and not disturb them. I guess it's going to be different for every person and their own creative purpose. Yeah. But it's really interesting to hear you say, I'd actually love it if somebody asked to come and exactly. watch me work. So there we go. Take that, Cape Talk listeners. Ask the question. If you love the finished work you're seeing, ask about watching the process. How significant is it for the two of you to be included in this Tomorrow's Today? I mean, it's kind of a red flag saying these are the big names of the future, the people who are going to be guiding the conversation and challenging the art of tomorrow. Obviously, it's a feather in your cap to be the two South Africans chosen. What more does it mean to you, Isabel?
I think it's just such a wonderful opportunity to be able to put work out that's large and big and challenging for spaces that are usually small and white and difficult, and the pressure not to have to sell, or that is really great. Yeah. And it's also a lovely space for engagement. There's different people from different places, and that's really nice. Fresh, young blood, I suppose.
Exactly. How about you, Benola?
I'm honored and I'm really in good company, which is amazing. A bit of pressure, but I'm just happy to also be in a space where I can show other artists, younger artists, you know, that they can do this and they can also find themselves in spaces like this if they work very hard.
That is huge. This creation of saying you do belong here, you are exactly. welcome here, we can be represented
exactly.
here. It doesn't only belong to
definitely.
An artist of a certain kind or age or race or colour or background.
It's not exclusive anymore, really. It's you just got to make art, knock on people's doors and...
And I think an interesting thing is, as you've just said, is that sometimes the public has a view that artists don't want people to engage with them. Or like an elitist thing, you know, people don't go to galleries. But I think those walls have started breaking down. It's
definitely.
Already done in different countries. And I worked at the Zeitz over the holiday, and I literally worked in the space. I worked with the kids. People came. They worked with me. We worked on the same drawing. Mm. And I think by nature, humans want to create.
Yeah.
And being an artist, I don't believe in the fact that I'm an artist and I make art. I'm just an artist wherever I go. Even when I played hockey, I played a creative position. So I think it's more about the energy of, and we live in a time where we need solutions and we need creative solutions in the broad cultural, global society. And I think artists, we are very resilient and we are creative and we just think like that. And these spaces, even galleries, they need to start opening up more to the bigger, greater potential of creativity.
It's a huge, exciting week for art fans in Cape Town, because I know there are all kinds of associated events happening alongside as well. A final question for both of you is, besides your own ability to be seen and to engage with other creative people, what are you most looking forward to, or who are you most looking forward to meeting or seeing at this event? Are there any visiting artists that you've admired that you're going to have the chance to engage with?
Well, I wanted to meet Bonola.
I wanted to meet the other people on the list.
Yes.
And I was actually telling Isabel, like, to save myself the anxiety, I didn't look at everybody else's portfolio, because I was like, I want to be surprised and see who I'm next to. So I'm just interested in this section that I'm in, really, and meeting the other artists and seeing what the future's like. Yeah, future of art.
And it's such a great opportunity, because you actually have a booth to yourself, so you can see the artists more as a whole, where if you're part of a group show, you usually have a little space for a wall or a little piece of floor.
Yeah.
But now you can really see. And that's a very good talking point to start talking with people and other artists. So that's great.
Networking.
We hope it's going to be a richly, richly rewarding experience for you both. You've been listening to Isabel Frobler and Bonolo Kavula, who are the two South African artists included in the Tomorrow's Today exhibition, which is part of the Investec Cape Town Art Fair. It opens on the 14th, which is Friday, runs throughout the weekend. There are all kinds of events and sort of sub-events. I can't run through all of them now, but I will direct you to the website, which is www.investeccapetownartfair.co.za. Lovely to have both of you with us. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.